May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to my cosmic perspective on the accelerated rate of global changes. And wow, has it been a ride this last month? Talk about fiery Aries cardinal fire hot. I mean, it's been amazing. So I'll be going into that. I'm broadcasting live to about 63 nations on the internet right now, and I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. But first, I want to provide something that completely blew my mind this last week. This is the Cosmic Love Song. It's about 5 minutes long. As the host of, you know, BBS radio podcast, you know, for the last 18 years, I've worked with my co-producer, Donald Newsom, and we work together providing AI prompts to create this Cosmic Love Song. So this is a harmonic romp through multiple music modalities, from folk and soft rock to a love rap and some wailing gospel. So enjoy the cosmic love, folks. This is about 5 minutes, and we'll go back into the show.
What the world is longing for is love so true and kind. A gentle light for every heart, no one left behind. All we're reaching for is love, yeah, it's all we ever need. In every life, in every soul, love's the only seed. Give us light, give us love, give us peace on earth.
Lift us high and wake the fire. Show our sacred word.
Love is the source and the giving flow.
The heart where all true blessings grow.
Evolution is the flame we rise within, burning through the shadows, clearing what has been, wising up we rise again. My tie head in the light, love becomes the guiding force that turns the dark to bright. And in a greater vision, love restores the way. With reverence and unity, does all the old decay. Lift your eyes to higher ground, feel the truth above. Every step of waking life is shaped and held by love.
Love is the source and the giving flow.
There's a knowing in the presence, in the stillness we become. What kind of flows like sunlight in the many turn to wand above and below. The same truth remains. A cosmic thread of love runs through all planes. Full spectrum, light awakens, sight beyond what we have known. In the field of shared awareness, we are never alone. Through the heart's intention, clear and true, we rise in understanding of what we're here to do.
Love is the source and the giving flow.
Take heart.
heart now, this connection heals, revealing what the soul conceals. Through every trial, through every fall, love is the force that lifts us all. Forgive the past, release the pain, let laughter wash away the strain. From seed to star, from self to whole, love is the journey of the soul. Freedom lives where love is real, where unity replaces what we used to feel. No more division, no more disguise. We see each other through awakened eyes. As we choose with clarity, the world begins to change. A network of compassion rearranging every range. From inner truth to outer grace, love restores the human race.
Love is the source and the giving flow.
The world is calling for is love so strong and true. All we ever really need lives inside of you.
Give us light, give us love.
Let it shine.
Oh, is that a mind blower or what? All right, folks. Well, that blew me away. And I just want to say, as the host of Cosmic Love, that this is the time of revelations, folks. I mean, it's been called the Great Quickening or the Great Awakening and the big shift into the Aquarian quantum age. But this is huge, the potential of AI for uplifting, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. The frequency of love and action, of harmony, and the healing sound of, you know, I like it to refer to it as the spirit of I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal. Fantastic and getting better. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. I mean, there's an energy to it. So I've been trying to process this whole Aries cardinal fire phenomena this last month. That's my cosmic weather report for today, that we've had so much cardinal fire this last month of Aries. The sun is, of course, the last degree of Aries today. So this last month, while it has been in Aries, Mars has been moving through Aries at the same time. Just yesterday, we had the, well, it was the other day, we had the new moon in Aries. And, of course, that's the conjunction of the sun and the moon. And that's a lot of cardinal fire in Aries. Yeah, that was just yesterday. So we've had a month of this cardinal fire. And look at the month of war we've had in the Middle East. I mean, Aries is the warrior. It's cardinal fire. It's intense. It is, you know, in the four quadrants, fire, air, water, and earth. This is the initiation of spring with the fire that brings everything to life. Well, the whole life of civilization, and people referring to it as World War III, because the whole world is affected big time. I mean, it's creating famine in different parts of the world already. Now, again, this was increasingly looking like World War III, but the shock and awe has somewhat dissipated. The smoke's starting to clear a little bit. I'm going to discuss today how it's modulating and why it's not what they want us to think it is, to create their own agenda. And I've been talking about that the last year, be cussing and discussing it today, not cussing so much, but, you know, dissing it for sure. What's going on? A lot of people have got it backwards of what's really going on. I mean, they really believe religiously. Of course, that's part of the problem, religious BS belief system that in many cases doesn't have a lot to do with reality. In a lot of cases it does, but, you know, BS as a belief system believing anything so doesn't necessarily make it so in the cosmic scheme of things. Of course, from a cosmic love perspective, you're always trying to keep in mind the cosmic scheme of things, cosmic law, language, how we're all accountable for whatever, what goes around comes around, you know, we reap what we sow, etc. And, you know, there are things going on in the Middle East that seems to be a lot worse than they are. And there's the fear factor, which is orchestrated on purpose. I think everyone knows that by now. But anyway, in this episode of Cosmic Love, I'll be discussing the cause and core issues of war and peace in two newsletters I've published over the last 2 weeks. Be going through the newsletters. You can pull them up. Those who know how or have listened to the show, if you're on a computer, you can pull up another window. Go to HeartCom Network Archives page, just HeartCom Network. It'll come up, the archive page. And you can follow along with these two newsletters of the last 2 weeks. My show is, of course, a biweekly show. And during that time, I publish one or two newsletters a week, sometimes three a week. And then come the show time, I'll go through it, discuss it. So basically what I'm doing as an independent journalist, you might say, I am curating multiple news groups on the internet that I've come to trust over the last 18 years as the host of Cosmic Love. These are news feeds, independent news feeds also. And I look for a repeating pattern or a common pattern or a common sense of what's going on that seems to be consistent with the astrology psychology of the day. In other words, the quantum field geometry of divinity I refer to as geometric order divinity or God, you know. In other words, the order of the universe, that there seems to be a resonance with contemporary issues in multiple news feeds, you know, that I'm monitoring like my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness, because I am a metaphysician and I do pulse reading. And I do pulse readings on the collective consciousness through these multiple news groups, looking at patterns of common sense of what's going on. And then I process that to understand what's going on myself. Then I share it, you know, in the newsletter. And then I talk about it on the radio show. So basically, you know, I tell people what I'm going to tell them, and then I tell them, and then I tell them what I told them, which I'm doing now. So, I mean, I'm having a little fun with this because it is a hoot, you know. In a cosmic sense, you know, you have to laugh. This is just in the cosmic scheme of things. This is a snap in the fingers, and we think it's everything in 3D, and of course it is. It's survival, the physical, but you know, then again, in the eternal scheme of things, the soul will incarnate into different situations at different times, you know, for different experiences, because that's all we're taking with us past each embodiment is the experience and what we get right or not so much. So here's the getting right, more light and love, easier and faster. Now, I'm speeding things up a little bit today, folks, because that song does it for me. I listen to that, I get wired every time just with the frequency. In the three octaves of B flat below C and other, you know, frequencies within that, the harmonics of it. And I love the gospel wailing. I just love it. You know, my soul just sings with that, you know, and I'm an Eagle Scout, and I would rather soar on thermals of grace and harmony than just about any other way of soaring. You know, it's that joy flame. That's the dance of the harmonies, the music of the spheres. It's the light of God, love, source that always prevails in the cosmic scheme of things. So I'm getting off script here a little bit, folks, and I'm having fun doing it. So anyway, the good news is that birth of a new earth has already occurred in the continuum. You know, as if there's no time or space, and in the larger scheme of things, you can go into the future. In the Akashic Records, there is a timeline. It's not 100% locked in stone in the future because mankind has free will. Anything is possible. You know, and of course, the powers that be, you know, the dark side, deep state, they're always trying to manipulate the masses with fear because that feeds the beast. Fear feeds the beast. In other words, the fear, you know, then people's paradigms narrow. They're not, they don't, they're more reactive than proactive, and they can be manipulated to believe, you know, BS, belief system that just ain't so. You know, so anyway, this is the big drama playing out on the world stage right now, and I'm going to be going into it. There's these two newsletters. The first one's called the Zeitgeist, you know, signs of the times now, the crisis in consciousness, and the five ring circus. And when I say five ring circus, guess who the ringleader is? Oh, it's President Trump, the greatest show on earth. So I'll be going into that. This is the Zeitgeist, and the frequency of the month is this Cardinal Aries fire, which I began talking about, and I'll be going into it more, the understanding of what's going on with the astrology psychology. And I have a link from New Paradigm Astrology that's in the newsletter. I'll be referring to the links that are also will be in the show notes when this is published in a podcast in a day or two. And it'll be in the show notes with the links to these newsletters that you can follow along with as you listen to it. And you can, when I talk about a link from, like in this case, New Paradigm Astrology on the quantum physics, quantum science, the astrophysics, you might say, quantum field energies, of astrology, psychology, that understanding from that perspective, you can pause the, you know, if you have the time, you can pause the audio and go check out, you know, the link on New Paradigm Astrology from the newsletter. So I'm giving you a heads up on how different people will read the newsletter and listen to the show in different ways. It's really a multimedia show because I'm providing embedded videos and articles and links to articles, but mostly it's a bunch of memes, little, you know, little keynotes that you can go here or there, and kind of perspectives, headlines, and subtext that gives you kind of an overview of some things that are going on during the week that I thought are really significant, and a little bit of the cosmic significance, you know, the cosmic love perspective, you know, for more light and love, easier and faster. You know, it's difficult to keep the perspective, you know, on how good things can be within the context of how bad things are. But, you know, we appreciate the light because of the darkness. If it wasn't for the darkness, we would take the light for granted. And when, of course, when you're in the higher octaves after, you know, you go out of embodiment, you know, you take the glove off of your physical body and die finally in this life, you know, you're in that spirit world where, you know, there is no time or space. And you can look at all of this, you know, more philosophically, without the fear factor. And the fear factor is what keeps a lot of us in 3D. You know, basically, we have to take care of the body and take care of the opportunity we have while we're here. So, you know, being free, is an ongoing challenge, you know, within a physical 3D body. But, you know, the spirit that matters is, you know, that soul remembrance of what's going on in the larger scheme of your own conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. And the again, in the evolution, the eternal progression of the soul, it's these experience, you know, it's all a process of becoming more conscious of how we are conscious. So with all this Cardinal Aries fire going on, it's burning through a lot of the grand illusion. It's an opportunity at least to fire up and burn through, you know, the grand illusion and see clearly for enlightenment, you know, just like get the picture, get a glimpse of from a different perspective, this whole global situation, including the Middle East war. And get a little philosophical about it because I can say myself, you know, I've gone through this thing, and I'm sure a lot of people have, where they, you know, there's a lot of confusion on what's going on. And it's whether, you know, it's not the right or the left, you know, it's like both sides, neither and or, you know, both. There's a dynamic going on where it's all confused. And they're, both sides of this, whether you're talking about left and right or Republican and Democrat, you know, behind the scenes, the banksters, the bankster wars, and the Rothschild. I mean, we're talking about trillionaires who are behind the scenes of the billionaires, you know, and they're that are that have all their technocrat millionaires underneath of them. You know, there's a whole larger picture that, you know, we get so much BS, you know, belief system, you know, the mainstream media, like sometimes referred to it as the lamestream media. We get so much BS that, you know, we just don't know what to think, you know. And so consequently, a lot of my best friends, you know, are just, they do media fasting. They don't listen to the radio or watch the TV any more than they, you know, than they have to, so to speak, because it's just, there's just disinformation and misinformation. It just confuses people. And it, you know, in the name of giving people the news, it's programming them with BS belief system. And this is what governments and big media does, you know. And so independent media is my thing, you know, being the host of Cosmic Love. You know, there's not a lot of us cosmic metaphysicians out there, you know. So, I mean, I can't think of anything better to do. And I enjoy doing it because it's what I call enlightened self-interest. I've been doing this for 18 years and I've got more discernment now of spirits and, you know, good and evil and what's really going on in the big picture and pattern recognition within patterns, within patterns, within patterns, which is why I've really come around to the correlating, you know, astrology, psychology, what's going on with the geometric order divinity and the heavens, you know, the order of the stars and planets and the geometries between them. And if you think of it, it's all energy, as Einstein said, then the laws of the universe, the laws of energy. And there are basically three basic energy fields within the universe. In the fractal order of the holographic universe, there's right dynamic energy fields, which in astrology is like squares and oppositions. And there's round magnetic energy fields. The right dynamic, round magnetic, which is basically a blending of energies. It's like heart coherence. It's the coherence factor whereby everything is connected and harmonically centered, you know, and it's like the law of the one. So and that's like conjunctions in astrology. When planets are conjunct, like two planets or a planet, you know, conjunct the sign of Aries or conjunct another planet. There's a blending of the energies of Aries and or that planet. It's a conjunction. So there's right dynamic energy fields, there's round magnetic energy fields, and there's radiant energy fields. Now, these radiant energy fields is like the trine or the synergy in the trinity. In astrology, these are like sextiles and trines. There's a harmonious blending of the energies. It's like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, or 1 + 1 = 3. You know, the whole's greater than the sum of the parts. And it's like mother, father, child, you know, creation, the creative process, left brain linear, right brain nonlinear, corpus callosum, you know, the third eye, you know, basically capstone of the two hemispheres in a higher sense. Of course, it's the reptilian brain and the, you know, in a reactive sense, but in the proactive sense, it's, you know, it's like the trinity from the left and right hemisphere up through the third eye and out into basically the harmonic order of the universe. Call it God, geometrically ordered divinity, or call it the unified field, or cosmic, call it, you know, all that is, or, you know, call it divine love, you know, just cosmic love. That's what I'm calling it. So anyway, you want to power the wisdom of love. Power, wisdom, and love is like the trinity. So right dynamic energy fields, empowering, and, you know, like a frame of reference for the wisdom. It's like round magnetic energy fields, wisdom. You know, it's like the spirit of knowing, like intuition in the right hemisphere. So you got left brain linear, right brain nonlinear, and love. Cosmic love, of course, is the love that synergizes and empowers wisdom, empowering wisdom with love. This is for evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. So over the last 2 weeks, we saw Iran forcing Trump into a ceasefire. And then Israel breaks the ceasefire in a few hours. So I go into this whole dynamic. See, you notice how I went into the cosmic love thing before I got into the worldly stuff? This is part of the love sandwich. I'm garnishing the strong meat of the heavy stuff, Iran forces Trump into ceasefire. I'm garnishing this strong meat, with a little bit of with a little bit of light and love, and a little salad, word salad. People call it word salad, some of the stuff I use. So anyway, this is my World War III debriefing on the Zionist five ring circus. It's important to understand that this is, that this is like a this is being orchestrated. This is like we now know that the whole plandemic was orchestrated. They plan these things in advance. They practice. They have practice. They have desktop exercises, and they plan this stuff. So realize what's been going on with this five ring circus. Now, I'm giving a cautionary preface here for new readers. This newsletter, which I'm going to be discussing, provides a kind of a multimedia frame of reference that challenges a lot of common cherished illusion regarding political Zionism. And those who have not listened to my shows or read my newsletter, where I repeatedly reference political Zionism and a whole website dedicated to that understanding from memes throughout the years, videos and articles that you can go to on political Zionism. If you're not familiar with that, then you definitely want to click on that link. And again, in this newsletter, and which is in the, it's on the Cosmic Love page. There on the footnotes, there you can go into, this is the first newsletter, and you scan down to that thing on political Zionism, click on them, and the understanding of political Zionism and the state of Israel and what's going on with this five ring circus, that's foundational. So all initiates know what I'm talking about, and I shouldn't be dwelling so much time. But I get new readers that they don't know where I'm going with stuff because they haven't got a foundation. And of course, most of my material now and my newsletters and my radio shows are really for initiates that have been on my list for years. And there are new people that are really advanced in their understanding, and they're like initiates already. So that may be you. Anyway, this controversial subject of Zionism has gone mainstream. And you can read about this fact in an article that was just this last week from a publication called The Dissident. And the article's called "Iran War Put the Nail in the Coffin of American Support for Israel," which is a huge thing. The whole public opinion has turned this last month. And it goes into explaining why. And this is the subtext under that title. It says a new poll from the Pew Research Center shows that the majority of Americans have a negative view of Israel, and that the majority of voters across party lines under 50 rank Israel and its leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, negatively. Of course, the first major factor that caused Americans to have a negative view of Israel was 3 years of live-streamed genocide in Gaza. That will do it. That did it for me. So this reality report may be shocking even to longtime readers or listeners to the show. So I'm saying that out loud, what good conscience knows. Everyone in good conscience knows you can't be murdering men, women, and children and all kinds of, just massacre, murder in an open concentration camp for 3 years without, having a negative opinion of the people behind it, including the United States, is providing the bombs and the planes and the, I mean, it's like this is insanity. It's like, it's our tax dollars are paying for, the jet planes that are going flying the bombs in, and all the other weapons and systems and ammunitions being used to massacre these people. Oh my God. It's like, anyway, it's crazy making. You don't even want to think about it for long. So yeah, it's given me a negative opinion of Israel. I mean, the collective conscience has it finally reached critical mass? That's what this article says. It says a majority of voters, under 50. I mean, I don't know how anyone with a conscience could not have a negative opinion. But anyway, that's kind of the introduction to that article. And And I go through a little bit of a history of Trump's Easter freakout, you know, which is what, 2 weeks ago, you know, back on Easter, that was just, you know, just earlier in the month. But again, it begins with the note that there was a 2 week ceasefire that was broken by Israel in hours. So there's like this roller coaster thing. Trump does a ceasefire and he talks, the media talks about how great that was. And then finally catches up with the fact that within hours it was broken by Israel. I mean, there's things are happening so fast, mainstream media can't keep up with it. I'm kind of processing all this stuff, and I did a massive amount. You know, this last couple of weeks I did a massive amount of newsletters, more than usual. Like it was like 3 a week basically. I'm still recovering all this intensity, but I'm giving more, slowing down and getting more of a perspective of what's really going on. And I'm going to be talking about that today because it's important to understand that what a lot of people really think is going on is not going on. And of course, it keeps switching, and it'll keep switching what's going on, where the oil market's going up and the stock market going up, then the oil market's going down, the stock market collapsing and back. And it's just like, it's gyrating. I mean, it's like everything is very unstable. The world economy, the collective consciousness, everything's very unstable right now. But Trump lost it on Easter, and then Netanyahu sabotaged the ceasefire. And it was right out of the Zionist playbook. And I'm going to go into the Zionist playbook a little bit because this is part of the interesting story that most people have no idea. So on Easter Sunday, I'm going to go back to this. The president of the United States posted this on his Truth Social network. Trump's Easter ultimatum. Open the expletive deleted straight or else. This is April 6th, and Kurt Nemo reported this from the Ron Paul Institute. He says, it was a few minutes past 5 on Easter morning when President Trump, with all the elan of a drunken sailor, mounted his social media and posted the following. Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open, fuck, F you, expletive straight. Open the straight, you crazy BAS, expletive deleted, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald J. Trump. Now, there's a lot of people think that Trump saying things like this, you know, swearing and cursing and doing just horrible stuff, and I'm just touching lightly on it right now, is that he's got Alzheimer's or some kind of dementia, or some people call it executive burnout. He's roasty toasty, and he's losing it. Well, there's a lot of people leaking from the inside the White House that everyone's on eggshells because Donald Trump rants and raves on a regular basis. I don't know if that's better than having a dullard like a Biden who is obviously Alzheimer'd out. You know, maybe Trump's just blown some gaskets. I don't know. But, maybe he's being used in a way that none of us understand. And believe me, he's done stuff. I mean, he stopped the immigration thing. He's been sending, he's turned a lot of things around. He's done a lot of good stuff. And, you know, he's done stuff that needed to be done that no other president would do. And, you know, people will immediately say, how can you be apologist for the guy, the crazy guy, you know, with all his hatred and anger, you know? And I'm not saying it's just a big show. I'm just saying there could be a method to his madness, you know, and I'm going to be discussing that a little bit because I think it's fascinating. And different people, you know, will read it in different ways. The same thing going on. And again, it's not what happens. It's how you interpret it. And you can interpret it from a 3D perspective, an emotional perspective, or you can process it from a higher mental perspective of pattern recognition of what's the pattern that is consistent, both left and right parties that they're both doing, that they're both moving us towards, and that Trump, as far as the New World Order, is resisting, even though it looks like he's facilitating it. And there's where the real paradox comes in. And there is a lot of paradox here. I mean, some people are really convinced that this whole Iran thing could be Trump's Waterloo. And I think if he sent in grand troops, it would have been. And if he does what he says, blowing Iran back into the Stone Ages, he's committing the same America to the same war crimes as Gaza genocide. You know, we're talking about mass murder of Iranian civilians. But he didn't do that. He did some of the missile strikes. I mean, that taking out the school, that was classic. The school of 200 Iranian children on the first day of the attack, February 28th. That was right out of the Hitler Gaza playbook, the ultimate terrorizing. Because not only did they strike that school and kill 200 children in an elementary school, but these were children of the elite, the generals and the aristocrats. And this was a private school, a high grade, private, the primary school of the elite in Iran. And just as all the families were turning out after this explosion to get the children, they sent another missile and blew them away. Now, they can watch all this from satellite, folks. They know what they're doing. That wasn't an accident. And they did that for abject terror, just like they took their leading Khamenei out. They assassinated him the same day. So this was ultimate terror, just to terrify them, to get them abdicate. And they didn't do it. They just started sending missiles all over the Middle East, including to Israel. Anyway, that's me processing some stuff that's been happening the last couple of weeks with levels of insanity that are just off the chart. However, now in the larger scheme of things, this does not compare to the bombing campaigns of Vietnam or of Iraq. And the carpet bombing, and of course, the carpet bombing in Libya and Syria that the Israel's doing. I mean, when I say that, there's been so much of this bombing. The military industrial complex, they love the bombs. They blow them up, and then they have to buy more. And so it's like a self-licking ice cream cone. They just create and manage more and more war with more and more bombs. Because they're making a killing, it's like the beast. It's feeding the beast. And how do they feed the beast? Well, they create terror. And one way of looking at this, now I've come around to this and I'm kind of jumping ahead of the script, but I'm going to go right to it, what I've been learning. And I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to skip to this last. I'm going to touch on the five-ring circus of the Zionists because that's a key issue. But the real understanding of what's going on now, I'm coming to the understanding after this last week that the Trump, and I've known this for some time, he's been challenging, and I've had articles on this, he's been challenging the Bank of England and the Rothschild and the whole banking system internationally. And that system is going down. The BRICS system is coming up, a gold-based standard, a gold system, and an asset-based system, which the U.S. could convert to anytime and bypass, without usury, without the interest rate of the Zionist Federal Reserve banking system, which is the biggest, and I have links and articles and memes on this that goes into this. Basically, the war profiteering, the bank, all wars are bankster wars. They're bank wars. Banks, make money off both sides of the war. And we're talking about the trillionaires here, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. The banksters, they own the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not federal. It's privately owned. Most listeners, they wouldn't even be listening if they didn't know that. But, that's, anyone understands the Federal Reserve Bank is about as federal as it's privately owned. So I'm going to go back into this understanding of what's really going on behind the scenes is it's bankster. It's a bankster war, a war with the banksters. Who's going to control the economy? The BRICS nations of the yuan. In the Gulf of Hormuz, they're charging boats in Japanese yen or yuan, yuan I think it is, which is the Chinese currency. They're charged. So it's like they're in alliance with China, and Iran is in alliance with Russia. And Trump is playing a very unique, in between Israel and Russia and China. And there's been a lot of assets lost on both sides. China assets. I mean, Israeli Air Force has been blowing up the terrain that China built over the last decade, a train that moves key resources in to help Iran out from China back and forth. You know, it's the Silk Road, they call it, but they built this, and it just opened here about a year and a half ago. It costs like $30 billion, you know, in Chinese money or something like that. And the Israelis, which is U.S., jets and ammunition, you know, and bombs, they've been bombing that, you know, Chinese assets that they built to help out Iran, because Iran has been so severely punished. You know, they've punished them so severely for the last 20 years economically. And so this has been allies that have developed in support. But, you know, does the United States, does Trump want war with China and Russia? No. He's been trying to cooperate with Russia even before the Ukraine thing happened, and during the Ukraine thing. You know, there's trying to keep the cooperation channels open, and there's deals that have been made that I've reported on this news group. So anyway, I'm going into the basically down the rabbit hole of what's the cause and core of war and peace. What are the key issues here? Well, of course, I'm trying to wrap the whole war issue with, you know, the whole spirit of Christian resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of love thy enemy, the Prince of Peace, those energies, those frequencies, into the world at large. That's why I began that tune. I think that really says it. It's just an uplifting spirit. And there is a waking up going on worldwide. We got all kinds of 3D stuff going on, 3D cognitive dissonance, all kinds of confusion, and wars and rumors of wars. And that goes with the territory, because we're in metamorphosis. We're not anywhere near butterfly stage of the Holy Spirit emerging collective consciousness of humanity. You know, the 5D great enlightenment. We're getting there, but, you know, and some people are there, the very few of us, but there is a great awakening going on. And we're in the cocoon stage of this metamorphosis, just like, you know, caterpillar thinking, caterpillar civilization has gone into the cocoon, which is this whole unified field, collective consciousness, quantum shift energy that's going on with AI and artificial intelligence. The cocoon is like, it's a wrap of reality. You know, that if you really want to know, you know, there are resources now, you know, as far as social, political, and economic cause and core problems and solutions. Well, the solution always comes around to win-win rather than win-lose. You know, win-lose is, you know, 50%, you know, some win, some lose, and so what? You know, just be a good sport. Well, in terms of nations, the United States has benefited from, since World War II and the Bretton Woods thing, we have benefited immensely from our economy being the global reserve currency. And it's been the standard globally, and we've really benefited. Well, I'm convinced it's shifting back. It's shifting back to China and the East. It's their turn, you know, to at least have a more balanced cooperation rather than competition of, you know, U.S. wins and the West wins and the East loses. That game is over. Iran has been the turning point. I'm convinced of that. It's been the turning point. And there is a new cooperation coming. I'd like to think of this as the darkest before the dawn. Could be. Could well be. And there is an Easter resurrection thing going on. I mean, there was some crucifixion that went on. And taking Christ off the cross is a real initiation for some people. Some people want Christ up on the cross to worship. The suffering sinner saint syndrome, you know, just you get stuck there. I call it sin is stuck in negativity. They don't take Christ off the cross. They don't take Trump off the cross. They don't see any, some people don't see any good in Donald Trump. And I'm saying Trump has done some good stuff. And I think if he can, if he has not, there has not been a huge anything like previous wars like Vietnam or Iraq. There has not been anything like, the casualties. So far, it's been an air war mostly, and a marine war. There's been some, but it hasn't been a ground invasion. It hasn't been a huge loss of lives. It hasn't been huge, and by God's grace, it won't be any worse than it already is. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I want to finish up on the note, though, of this understanding this five-ring circus, because I think this is, well, I think it's humorous. I mean, and I provide a larger, better context for this, in the newsletter that you can read. And I go from 9/11 right on through what the Zionists have been involved with, the international bankers, then who founded Israel, founded the terrorists in Israel. And when I say terrorists, at least three of Israel prime ministers, including its founder, were known terrorists. They're known, check any of your AI, three prime ministers. Israel prime ministers that were known terrorists. We're talking about major terrorists. So, there was Israel was founded with terrorism. And that's the backdrop of the current crisis, the 9/11. Yeah, most listeners of the show know that, that there was an inside job, the dancing Israelis and all that stuff. A lot of people don't know that, don't want to believe that, don't go there. But here's an interesting perspective. Trump as ringleader in a five-ring circus. The mask comes off, rings, the rings of political Zionists. Again, that keynote understanding of political Zionism. You don't have to be Jewish to be a political Zionist. And it explains that pretty well. But most of you, like I say, listening, are familiar with that. So anyway, how Zionists wage World War III, five rings of influence. Ring number one is the major producers of this circus, including the trillionaire Arch Zionist Rothschilds, who bailed Trump out of bankruptcy twice. And big donors to his election campaigns include Zionist billionaires and the AIPAC lobby that has contributed to so many Zionist Congress critters. Most people don't even know. They won't touch this subject because they associate the subject with anti-Semitism. And that's not, that's what the whole political Zionist compendium explains at the very top, that this is not a Jewish issue. Zionism is not Judaism per se. So anyway, ring number two is the other big government Zionists who are also bribed or blackmailed to support the medical and military industrial complex were profiting from disease and war, Trump's people. I use that word Trump's, it's kind of a pejorative there. But anyway, Epstein was the go-to guy for lucrative deals. That's why, this is the ring number two, big government Zionists. Epstein was a Zionist. Most people know that story now of his Zionist, whole Zionist Rothschild. He was a Rothschild agent, basically. Epstein was. So in a ring number three is the owners of Zionist big media, such as billionaire Larry Ellison and his son, who were buying up, I think they bought X. They bought up UCK. I mean, they bought up dozens of big media companies. So there's these other billionaire technocrats, for example, Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates, who utilize AI high-tech analytics for profiling online users and then using algorithms to regulate their exposure. So these are media moguls as well as technology moguls. And then you have ring number four is trillion-dollar military contractors and their multi-billionaire technocrat minions like Palantir's Peter Thiel, who programs the AI software to manage government healthcare and automated targeting of hospitals, schools, and civilians in Gaza. 3 years of genocide. Thiel's AI targeting was likely used to take out the school I referred to, 200 students on the first day of the Iran attack. And again, those were private students, and many were children of top officers who were blown away with the Ayatollah that day. And as the Zionists watched families come for their kids via satellite imaging that could see their faces, they sent another missile and blew them away. Maximum terror by the real terrorists to compel surrender. Didn't happen. They retaliated big time. Anyway, Zionist Peter Thiel gave a series of lectures on the Antichrist in Silicon Valley last year because he's an expert on the subject. So, people are known by their actions, love is what love does, Antichrist is what Antichrist does. And so there you go, folks, you decide for yourself. Ring number five is the cult of Christian Zionists, where circus entertainment trumps any moral considerations of Zionist terror, as in, who actually killed Charlie Kirk? Now, this may be too much challenging thinking for some listening, because it's we're talking about stinking thinking, which is, if people have stinking thinking, they get used to it. They become used to their own smell, so to speak. But this is a difficult subject to attack or to address, because I most Christians in America identify with the Christian Zionism, the Scofield Bible, which was, the BS that the Rothschilds financed in the beginning of the century, and all the Christian theologians picked it up and taught it in the pulpits. This is a serious issue of BS, where, even the word Christian Zionism is an oxymoron. Christian is, of the light, and Zionists are of the, ownership and control of the human and physical resources of humanity. I mean, that's not, they're anti-freedom. They're virtually anti-Christ. So Christian Zionism is an oxymoron. It's a contradiction in terms. And this is what we're dealing with. So I've gone into this to the extent that people get the picture that there's a problem and there's a solution. That's my main story. And I sum up with the article that you can read for yourself. It's called Bonkers World Before Enlightenment, How the Great Light is Challenging the Great Darkness, and how we should celebrate. And this is, again, the 250th anniversary of the United States Revolution, the American Revolution. And so now we can celebrate the fact that this planet is beginning to illuminate. And there are more of those holding the light than not. And I talk about then some breakthroughs that we have with free, clean energy producing technology that could create a golden age. And the wars over oil in the Middle East would be over. And how we've got, there's free online holistic healing technology, which has been suppressed also. And, and instead we've got, toxic shots and pills for every ill, decimating world population. I mean, and then again, we've got, there's communications technology that for been around for 50 years that could upgrade our core freedoms of speech, assembly, and to petition government. But we still got, paradigm paralysis and stinking thinking. And so enlightenment happens. 5D enlightenment is coming. Things had to get this bad before they could get that much better. And again, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness comprehendeth it not, but it casts bright shadows. The increasing light casts brighter shadows. So we're getting better pattern recognition, sharper resolution of what's going on in the world. And basically, we're talking about, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The United Sovereigns of Earth are now celebrating the 1776 spirit of the American Revolution worldwide. We have, as Thomas Paine said in 1776, that we have it in our power to begin the world over again. So this is the 2026 revolution, folks. Evolution, revolution, revelations. I go into it more on the website. And so enjoy the the details in the, it gives you, this is again the footnotes on the Cosmic Love page. You can read the newsletters for yourself and gives you some in-depth insight and outlook, hopefully, for understanding the overview, the big picture of how good things can be. And hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Thank you.